Hello?
Hi, is that Stacey?
Yes, it is. Yes, hi.
It's Francesca from INS Law calling about your Scottish Redress Scheme inquiry.
Yes,
Do you have
yes.
a chance
Yes, no, it's fine. I'm free.
to talk? Okay, so before we begin, I just need to get some details off you for data protection, okay? So
No, that's fine.
would I just be able to confirm your full name and title, please?
It's Stacey Wright. Mrs. Stacey Wright.
And did you have a previous name, so before care or during care?
I have two. This is where
Yeah.
it gets complicated.
Okay.
So my birth certificate is Stacey Hamilton, but when I went into care later on, because I've been to so many different homes,
Yeah.
but because when I went to stay in Dunblane, they changed my name to Kennedy, which was my mum's name, due to protection, because obviously with the Dunblane shooting, my second name was Hamilton, and my wee brother was called Thomas Hamilton. So they
Okay.
had to change that legally, just for my protection, as I learned later on.
Okay.
So
So
I'm known for Kennedy and Hamilton as well, my mum and my dad's second name.
okay. So Hamilton before care, and then Kennedy in care.
What was that, sorry?
So is it Hamilton before you were in care? Because that's on your birth certificate.
So my birth certificate's Hamilton. I was still Hamilton in care, but when I got moved to Dunblane in 1996, I think it was, they changed it to Kennedy.
1996. Okay.
But it should all be on the system.
Yeah.
If there's a way of you doing that, it'll be the same person.
Okay, so in regards to this obligation as well, so we need a proof of identification for verification purposes and anti-money laundering regulations. So we'd need photographic ID and then a proof of address, so a letter or something that's been sent to you in the last 3 months. So what name would be on all of
There's
that
Mrs. Wright
stuff?
now because I'm married, yeah.
Okay, fab, okay.
So I've got my passport and I've got my driving license.
Okay, perfect. And does your driving license have your current address on it?
Yeah,
Yeah,
we've been
perfect.
here for a good number of years now.
There you go. Yeah, so regarding that, so we can do a passport for photo ID, and then I can also, then we can use the driving license for proof of address instead of a
Okay.
letter. That's fab. Okay. Okay, and then would I be able to get your date of birth, please?
Sure, it's the 19th/5th, 1987.
And then your current address.
It's 6 Catherine Court, which is KATRINE Court.
And your postcode?
It's FK101QF. F for Foxtrot.
12F.
So it's Foxtrot, Kilo 10
Yeah.
and 1 Quebec and Foxtrot.
Thank you. So, and just for an extra layer of protection for your application, so we'd like to add a password just so if anyone then calls you regarding an application, if they can't then give you the password, you know it's not us. So, would
Okay,
I be able
that's
to add
fine.
one for you? Yeah.
Sure.
What would you like to
My password will be, it's going to be
do?
so obvious. It'll be it's Batman.
Surprisingly, that's not the
Batman's
one.
my main man.
Right, fab. So, and just in regard to contacting you, so it's usually telephone, email, text. Are those all okay?
No, that's fine.
Yeah. And the email I have on file for you is anastasia1987@hotmail.co.uk.
Yep, that's
Yeah,
correct.
perfect. So regarding this application now, obviously I appreciate discussing experiences connected to it. It can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point or if you want to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
That's fine.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
Through out of my like yeah, but I suffer from really bad anxiety.
Okay. Like I said, so if you need to take a break at any point, okay, just let me know. And also, would you prefer to have female contact only? Or,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Females are probably better.
Yes, okay. Okay, so are you okay to go into the phone call? Yeah?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, okay, fine. So, the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then we'll gather then some more information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Does that sound okay?
That's, yeah, no, that's fine.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your available options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under that scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So INS Law doesn't operate under that statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So at this stage also, would I be able to confirm that you've not instructed or had communication with any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to an application to the redress scheme at all?
No.
No. Okay. So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of the redress payment. So 19.2% with the VAT. So you'll never pay more than that agreed cap, okay?
Okay.
So do you have any questions for me so far?
No.
No, no problem. So it's important that I make clear as well. So we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of reward the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during this call. So
Okay.
if you decide to instruct us what we assist with, so we do this initial call, which is like the initial application, just to get to redress, to get it like accepted. And then so we go through eligibility to apply to the scheme. And then following communication from redress, then we'll get an application number off them. And then that's when we gather and review all the evidence. And then we'll prepare and submit the final application. So we do all the corresponding with the redress scheme. Then we can advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well. So if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can help you with that as well. So we'll also fully explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered and before you decide whether to accept anything. So it is important. So accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Okay.
So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rest still remains. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah, I'll get my partner to help me because I'm not very good to understand and all this stuff, so
That's okay.
I'll get my husband to help me out with that. He's quite
Yeah,
clever.
that's absolutely fine. So is what I'll do following this phone call. So I'll send over some documents for you, so it'll
Yeah, I'll
contain the
run through
process.
it first. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fab. And then, like I mentioned before, so just so we're able to formally act for you, then we'll need proof of identity for verification purposes. So the passport and driving license. We also have a WhatsApp, or you can send them an email, whatever's easiest for you.
Okay.
So we'll just go through a few more questions and then we'll move on to the case settings. Is that okay?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got your names before and kind of during care and everything like that, but would I be able to get your parents' names?
So, my parents' name is June Kennedy.
Jane.
June, sorry.
June.
June is in like May, June.
And
I know
G.
you don't come across that name very often.
No, so GIN.
GUNE.
G-E-G-E. Kennedy. And then your father?
It's Thomas. Thomas Hamilton.
Just confirm, so it's GUNE, yeah?
GUNE, yeah. Like the month of June.
Yeah. And then, do you recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care, or the area, as much as you can remember?
Oh God, there was that many. I honestly.
So the ones before care.
So, all right, before care.
Yeah.
I was in 14. So it was 14E Johnston Avenue in the Courton, Stirling.
So 14E.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's Johnston Avenue.
Still in. Courton, you said, yeah?
Yeah, the Courton. That's the only address that I can remember.
That's okay. That's really fine.
I was, yeah.
So, in regards to when it comes to gathering all the records and everything like that, so we would have to contact the local council that you were in, that you were under when you were placed into care.
Yeah, they'll tell you everything.
Yeah, so it'll be Stirling, yeah.
So it'll be in Stirling, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I did get my records as well from, I've just not been through it all because it's quite hard to go through.
Yeah, so that's what we'll do. So when we get those then, we'll go through them all, filter it all out, and then figure out then what's relevant, what's needed. And then you can also request them from us if you wanted like a version of it that's kind of stripped back a little bit.
The version I've got, the only problem is the version I've got is quite a big box that I've got because obviously it's my whole life. Most of it's been highlighted out. Yeah, because obviously my brothers and sisters and stuff like that. But you do get to see quite a lot of what's going on. I have to read it as if it's another person.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's okay. Yeah, so with us, so we'll do all that for you so you don't have to bring it all back if you're not ready to, obviously. And then if you wanted to get us to send you anything we find or kind of strip back a bit so it won't be as much in one, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
There's a lot because it's been a lot of years. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. If you need a break, okay, just let me know. So we've just got a couple more questions and then move on to the care settings, okay? But if you need a break or if you want to do it another time, just let me know.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So would I just be able to get the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
So I'm with, right now I'm with, oh God, what is it called? It's been changed. So it's the medical practice in Alloa.
Yeah.
It's at Hall Park. It's actually in Torquay, but the main, the whole of Clitmanshire doctor for Alloa, Torquay and other places. I can't remember what it's called, but I think it's called the medical practice.
Is it Alba?
And it's in Alloa.
So
it's in Alloa.
Okay, I've got one here. So it's Hall Park Medical Practice in
That's
Alba.
It.
Yeah, in Alba Medical Group in Alloa. There's a lot of these.
Yeah, it's still there, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was named different a few years ago and then you changed it.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation,
no.
Advance payments?
No. Okay. Definitely not, no.
And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
No. Okay. And
surprising.
And then, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No. And then, regarding your applications, are you able to nominate a beneficiary? So, if anything was to happen to you, then we'd get in touch with them and they'd kind of take over. So, you could do this at a later date or you can do it now. It's completely your choice.
Oh, I don't know. I'm guessing it'd be my husband.
Yeah, so we can add him on, and if you want to change it, you can, or if you want to add him on at a later date, you can. It's
I'll ask him first.
yeah.
He might not want to take that responsibility.
So if you do add him, so we won't contact him unless, say, we,
You have to, yeah.
yeah. Just make sure we've got everything covered now. Okay, so moving on to the care settings now. So this section is just to get the names, or you mentioned it was foster care, so the areas you were in with the year that you were there, or as much as you can remember. Okay, so
I
just,
can't remember early on because it was quite a lot. When
yeah.
I was in my last foster care before I was 20, I had actually asked how many homes I was in, and she'd actually gave me a list, but I don't know what's happened to that list. But I do remember she says I was in 7 different homes. There's majority of them I won't remember. Obviously, I remember a couple, but I have no idea where
Yeah,
they are. I just
that's
remember
okay.
being
Yeah,
there.
that's okay.
But there's obviously a couple that I really do remember.
Yeah. So in regards to, so after this bit then, so we'll take short but succinct statements regarding your time in each setting. So it'll be like an overview, any instance that you can recall. And then further down the line then, once we gather all of your records and things like that, we'll be in touch then to do a witness statement with yourself. So it'll be over the phone, and it'll just be more direct questions. So it won't be so like just tell me about it. It'll be more like more focused questions. Okay, so I'll write in
Okay.
your file as well that's to be done with a female as well. Okay,
Okay.
so with this one, it's just the overview and any instance you can recall. Okay, so did you want to do a statement for each of the care settings, or was it only a few?
There is one particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is definitely one particular. I don't know before that, but I do know there was. The thing was, I was abused in care and out of care, so obviously
Yeah.
this is to do with care.
Yeah.
So yeah, but that's actually in my notes
Okay,
as well.
so with the first one that you'd want to speak about, so do you remember with that area? So regarding that, so with these statements, so it includes physical, sexual, mental, verbal, neglect, everything. Okay,
Yeah.
so say
I've
you
pretty
were,
much been through it all, but it's just been certain stages of my life. Being in care and out of care, living with my mum, who's not with us anymore, she passed away. But yeah, there's definitely a lot to the point that I had to go to kind of counselling as well later on in life.
So in regards to that, though, we could also then, so say for example, say you were unsafe living with your mum, and they knew and they put you back there. That's also relevant. So
Yeah.
regarding your
See,
first care setting, so would you want to add in the very first one, or do you not remember much?
I don't remember much from my
No.
very first one. I was about 2, 3 years old.
That's okay.
So that's how far it's been going on for. So the
Again.
only. The only one that I'll always remember is the one before Dunblane. Dunblane was the one that I'd lived in the longest. I think I was there for 10 years, and then I moved out and got on with my life kind of thing.
Yeah, so where was that one?
The one that was in, but that was in Bacardi. But before that, I think I was about a child, and I don't know how long I lived with them, for maybe
Yeah.
a year or something. I think I was about aged 7 to 8 or maybe 9, can't really remember. So that was in Bacclivey. Horrible woman. So she was quite abusive, but her son, who was actually only a couple of years older than me, and I know it sounds stupid, and this is the reason why I think I've held back.
That's okay. Take your time, okay? And nothing you say is stupid. Nothing you say is stupid, okay?
Sorry, it was just such a horrible home.
Take your time, okay?
So her son was sexually abusive towards himself, but it wasn't just myself, there was other people involved. He had done it too, but obviously I can't say for them. Because obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but police did get involved later on, because when I was living in the Clivey, he had contacted the police because I had ended up saying something. Because obviously you don't really know at a
No.
young age. So the
So
police had
is this
came
the
out
one
to
in
speak to me.
Bacliver, yeah? Yeah.
Because
Okay.
I hadn't obviously said anything at the time. It
Yeah.
wasn't until I went to stay in Dunblane. I was a bit older. I had mentioned something to my foster carer, and she ended up calling the police and asked me questions. And even back then, I couldn't really talk about it. I told them as much as I could.
Okay.
The home itself, the woman, her name is called Heather. Not a very nice woman at all, I'll always remember her. It's really bizarre to say. It's like you could only eat certain things. I was allowed to eat sweets. Like, I'd get
Yeah.
harassed for stupid things. I had to sleep in a dark room with no windows. And I can always remember there was a welfare check. I didn't know it was a welfare check at the time, but that's what it's called. When they came out, she made it sound as if I was sleeping in another room, and I was just like, I'm not sleeping in that room, I'm sleeping in that room, which was a dark room with no windows.
Yeah.
She said they just dragged me everywhere. It was horrendous. It was just, I really hated it. I
Yeah.
wasn't there for long, but it was long enough.
Yeah. So when you said that she used to drag you everywhere, so she physically grab
Yeah, with
and
the
yeah.
wrists. It took me a while. I would not let anybody grab my wrists for years. You know,
Yeah.
like things like that.
Yeah.
Scared of the dark. Even my husband will tell you now, I'm still kind of scared of the dark.
Yeah.
I'm scared of clowns because of the whole situation, because the boy was obsessed with clowns, and I'll always look up and see this clown staring at me while he was sexually abusing
Yeah.
me. You know, like things like that. So,
Yeah.
yeah. It's just a horrible home.
And how old was he?
Sorry?
How old was the son?
He's only a couple, I'm sure he's only a couple of years older than me, so I would have been, what, 7, 8? So he would have been 9 at the time. And that's the reason I'm saying it sounds so strange, because you would expect it to be from, like, an older person.
Yeah.
But to me, it's still, I
No.
can still remember these things, and
Yeah.
at the time, obviously, I didn't know, and it wasn't until later on I was like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
So it mucked with me for a little while. And that's the reason why I've never really came forward about it, because how could you explain a 7-year-old getting sexually abused by a 9-year-old? Because you're
Yeah.
like, oh, but you're so young, it's fine.
Yeah, you just see, you're so
And
young as well that you just don't really know what's going on.
it just sounds so stupid just
No,
saying that, you know?
it's not stupid. I understand what you mean. It's one of those things that you hear and you're like, wait, what? But it's not
Yeah.
stupid, yeah.
But it's the fact that the home itself, like, was abusive alone. There's times I was that hungry that I would go out and eat the dog food out in the back, in the
Yeah.
shed, because I was hungry, because I felt like I wasn't eating. And it was Christmas that year, I got no presents, nothing. But yet when I first went, she gave me hundreds of clothes and presents. It was like a this is what I like, pretending to be caring,
like a love bomb kind of prompt, like
showing
obviously,
off.
yeah, showed you what she could, and then obviously then it stopped and that,
Yeah, and then I
yeah.
remembered from after it was the 7th year of my, I'm pretty sure it was my when I was 7. That Christmas, I got nothing. Everybody else got presents, I got nothing. So it was like that kind of. That's kind of thingy me for years, eh? I know it's stupid.
It's not. Stop saying that. It's really not. So that was the one in. Sorry, I can't say the town name, but I've got the spelling of it. I just can't say it.
That was in Baclivi.
That's the one. And you said, see, do you remember how long you were here for? You said it was about a year or so.
I think about 1 or 2 years, I can't really remember. I wasn't really there for long.
Okay, so regarding that, so obviously you don't remember much about the ones beforehand, but I've added on just the
No.
very first one just to show that the council it was in and
Yeah.
that you were placed in. So just need to add a bit just to say why you were first placed into care. So do you know any of that?
So my mum herself wasn't a very nice person either. She also had to give us up because she could look after us between drugs and whatever else she was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was also under child protection as well from my mum, because she tried to kill us a few times as well. So yeah, there's been a lot going
Yeah.
on. But foster care was never really a state. It was like we kept going back. So that's what I don't understand either, going through all my stuff. It's like if I'm under child protection, why did they keep sending me back and forward? So it was like unsettling, like, why send you
Yeah.
to a place where you're, the parent's not well, already done some harm. I've ended up in hospital a few times already, and then having to come back into care, then to go back again, don't know what I was going into, but then it baffles me.
Yeah, I know. So it's like you never knew what was going on or where you were
Yeah.
going to be.
Absolutely. So it's just been like abuse after abuse after abuse in different ways all the time. But the cycle stops now, so it's all good.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so regarding on the other one then, so we've got two on here now. So what would the third one be?
Sorry, what was that?
So I've got the two on here now. So that first one then is just kind of the overview of in and out with your mum, and then the second one then is the one we just took the statement off. So
Yeah.
what's the next one that you'd
So my very last one I was in was in Dunblane. So I stayed with them for 10 years. It was the longest I'd been in. It was a really weird foster place. I wouldn't really say they were abusive, but they were very questionable.
Yeah.
Because they were into church, and the church that they were into, I'm positive it was a cult. Very weird. I
Yeah.
spoke to my husband about it, and he was like, "Yeah, no, you were definitely in a cult." Because it was
Yeah.
all to do like God and how the earth was gonna, like how God was gonna come and get us, and it was so bizarre. But they weren't abusive. They were just into really weird stuff.
So that
It's all
was,
quite harmful, I suppose, because I'm like, there's no way I believe in that stuff. Even in my age now, I'm like, no, I don't believe in that. I think if you've been through knowing all that, you're like, no,
No.
it's strange.
So you said you were there for about 10 years. So how old were you when you were, do you remember?
So it was straight after Bacchae, so I can't really remember the age, if it was 8 or 9, but I was with in Dunblane, I was the same, was way up to age of 20.
Okay.
So I was definitely with them the longest. I think I was with them for like 10, 11 years, something like that.
Yeah.
I can't really remember the timeline.
That's okay. So I've got 96 to 98 for the other one, and then 98 to 2007 for this one. But as long as we've got the estimate, and then we can then figure
Yeah.
all the rest out.
But
Yeah.
the homes before that, I can't remember. All I know is I've been in and
That's okay.
out of care. There is a couple that I can remember being with, staying with them with my brother, but I can't remember where it was or how long I was there for. I do know it was a couple,
Yeah.
and but I don't know. I honestly can't remember. I've blanked out quite a lot.
Yeah.
Some things are very questionable, as I spoke to the counselor, the psychologist, and also went to Open Secret as well,
Yeah.
after having my daughter, about it all. And I've spoken to, because there's obviously evidence there as well that I went to Open Secret, years ago. My daughter's
Yeah.
now coming up 18, so I would have been 16, 17 years ago I went to that. And I spoke to the woman, and I was trying to tell her these memories that I had even when I was very little. It's just, it goes through my head all the time, do you know, if it's real or not, and do you know, things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and there's also evidence as well with Bacchae. My foster carer in Dunblane did believe me though, because there was a apparent record of me bleeding as well.
Okay.
So, and I think that's using my, I don't know if they got permission to go through the doctors for that, but apparently there was evidence there. When I was in Bacchae, I'd went to the doctors because I was bleeding.
And do you happen to recall the doctor or the hospitals or anything that you visited
Yeah, I just
throughout your
can't
time
remember.
there?
It must have been in Bacchae at the time. I do remember going down to the doctor.
Yeah, and then you also mentioned you were in and out of hospital, you said a couple of times. Do you remember which hospital that would have been?
I'm guessing it would have been the old Stirling one. So that was during my mum's time. My mum had harmed me, so that's obviously nothing to do with the care part. But there's a lot.
Is the
I
hospital in
just don't know
Stirling, yeah.
dates or anything like that. I try
Okay.
and not look through my
That's good.
documents because it's just too
Yeah.
much. Because the abuse was also in and out of care.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. So
But that one in Bacchae was definitely in care.
yeah, and then with the hospital then with your mum, so would that have been Stirling Community Hospital?
Yes,
Yeah.
so it was the very old, it's not there anymore, but it was the old Stirling Royal Infirmary that got taken down. So now it's just like a Stirling community. But they should still, I'm guessing they'll still have documents.
Yeah, so it's the Stirling Health and Care Village, formerly Stirling Community Hospital. Is that how
Yeah.
it sounds? Okay.
But it used to be the Stirling Royal Infirmary, but it got taken down. But it should all still be there. That's where I was born, Stirling Royal Infirmary.
Yeah.
So I've been in and out of the hospital a few times in my mum's care. Don't know about the early stages of the care, but with Bacchae, obviously what's happened, I'd been to the doctors. It's a lot to take in. Believe me. Try to think about it. Right.
This in this part of the thing is that I've got the easier end of the okay. So you mentioned with the last one, she said it was just a very weird place, and to this day you're convinced it was a cult.
Yes, Dunblane.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I remember. There was another lassie that had lived there with me, because my brother and sister stayed there as well. We were in a group until they had to leave. But I stayed there the longest. But there was another girl there. She's about the same age as me now.
Yeah.
And I've not long bumped into her. Moved it last year, and she was like, "Stacey," she was like, "is that a foster home around? Is that a cult?" I was like, "Don't I get started?" Before I just spoke to my husband about it, and he said the same thing. I mean, they don't foster care anymore anyway, but I wouldn't say they're abusive, but they would. It was weird.
Yeah. So.
Church. It was so bizarre. Like, yeah. It's really weird. I got to the age of like 15 or something like that. I was like, I'm not going anymore. So this is freaking me out. I don't understand it.
Yeah. So did they make you go to church? And
so yeah, because of my age and because like obviously parental, and they can't leave me on my own in a certain
yeah.
age. So I kind of had to go. Yeah. So weird.
She's mentioned before that they used to say things like that God is coming down to get you or something.
God.
You said earlier.
What was that? What was that?
Earlier, but they said something about that God was coming down to get
oh,
you.
Oh, I swear, yeah. So they used to talk about how God would come and get us and take the innocence, and the devil would take the rest. And yeah, and every new year that we had, we'd all get together, and it'd be like the end of the year kind of thing, and the end of the world. Oh, it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's classed as abusive. I don't know.
It's kind of something psychological.
It was so weird. But the thing is, though, they wouldn't have harmed anybody. I just think they were just in the wrong group.
Yeah.
They were just involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could see, because when I got older, and you can ask my husband this, when it did come to New Year, when I got older, like every year I don't celebrate New Year, my husband will tell you that as well. I don't celebrate it because of that. Because when you were young, especially with the millennium or whatever it was, the world was ending and all the rest of it. Every year, New Year, I always thought, well, is the world going to end?
Yeah.
It was so bizarre. So that was the kind of living that we had. But, yeah.
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 Okay.
And I'm glad that the lassie, her name is Charmaine, I'm glad that she had pointed it out when I met her last
you
year.
You said it, oh yeah.
Yeah. She was like, that was a cult, wasn't it? And I was like, absolutely. Didn't know at the time, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Sorry.
Okay. So what I've done now, so I've written up statements now for each of these settings. So if there's
yeah.
anything that you feel like that you missed out or wanted to add, don't worry. So you can do, obviously
yeah.
you can do this during the witness
I
statement.
Can't really remember much before that.
Yeah,
it's like it's,
okay.
it's like it's completely blanked everything out.
Yeah,
it's like I can remember.
It's so
weird.
Response, but
I can remember being in the very first flat. I spoke to my brother about this the other day. Actually, I can remember being in Johnson Lee Avenue. Now I was 2 years old, and I remember being that flat, but I can't remember anything after, and I can't remember anything before McIvy. It's like it's totally blanked out, so I don't
yeah.
know if so much has happened that my brain's just like, nah. But yeah, I can remember McIvy. I would have thought I would have blanked that out as well.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not
I wish
after.
I did.
Yeah. You've blanked out the bits before, but not the bit you want to.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next bit now, so it's just to go through the type of applications that I can submit for you to the redress scheme. So there's two types. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of the issue suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme and also everything we spoke about today, I'd definitely like to pursue the individually assessed payment for you. Is that okay?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, I cry everything.
Don't worry, don't apologize.
Honestly.
It's fine. I'm gonna say some days will be fine and I'll hear one word and I'm just gone.
No, it's fine. I'm just like this all the time, to be honest.
It's fine.
I'm an emotional writer, I know there's part of anxiety, but I do have this emotional, like,
No, and it's completely
you know, when you
understandable.
watch certain films and stuff like that, it just
Yeah.
hits you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an emotional wreck.
You're allowed to be.
Sorry, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So you won't have to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything, okay? So we'll provide the statement on your behalf to the scheme, so you won't have to do anything, okay?
Okay.
So the next step now, based on everything that we've, well, everything we've done today, okay? So it's to send you the documents. So it'll contain a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, which is everything I shared with you. And then a letter of authority, then, which gives us the permission to access records on your behalf. And then there'll
Yeah.
be a part one and a part two, then, which will be everything you shared with myself. So these statements will be at the very, very bottom of the documents, okay? So just if you want to, obviously, just skip past them. But what I'll do is I'll send those over to you now and just make sure that they all come through okay. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed. If you are happy to, then once you sign those documents, I can get your application sent over to redress.
Yeah.
But if you want to, sometimes the link can be a bit tricky, so I'll just talk you through briefly just how they work when you take a look, okay? So, have they come through via text or email?
Yes.
Yeah, fab.
I've
So
just
when you,
received them.
okay, perfect. So when you open the link, it'll contain all those documents that I've just mentioned. So there'll be a yellow box on the bottom of the screen that says fields required. And when you click on that, it'll take you to the first page that needs a signature. So it'll be like a tap to sign box that you can type in or you can draw your signature. And then there's four of them. So if you click in that yellow box for fields required, it'll take you to the next one. So you have to scroll back and forth and find them.
Right.
And then
Okay.
if you then go all the way down to the very, very bottom, so you can't scroll anymore, the little tick box on the bottom of the screen, it says, I confirm my signature is legally binding. When you scroll all the
Yeah.
way down, you should be able to tick that. And then the blue box that says submit signature should become like a darker color. And then when you click that, then they'll
Okay.
pull through to me, okay? But obviously, you can
Okay.
take your time with it. You mentioned you need to speak with your husband anyway. But if you
Yeah,
have
I'm going to
any
get my
questions,
husband to
yeah.
go through it because I'm really bad for understanding things.
Yeah, that's okay. It takes me
Just because I
a long
went to
while to,
multiple
yeah.
different schools, so
Yeah, it takes
I've
me a long
never
while
really.
to digest information.
Oh,
Yeah.
honestly, you did. Honestly, I do say to my husband, it's just I'm not stupid. I know I'm kind of stupid. It's just I think it's because when I was younger, I'd been to like three different primary schools because I've
Yeah.
obviously got swapped and changed. And all the rest of it. Thankfully, I only did one high school, but that didn't last very long because I got kicked out because of my
Yeah.
behaviour. So,
You've had a lot of different ways of learning how to process information, but yeah, no. Yeah.
And it's just too much sometimes, eh? So my husband's so
Yeah.
clever. He's been to uni and everything, so he keeps me straight. Is my,
Yeah. Honestly,
kind of thing.
any time anyone sends me emails or forms or contracts, I don't even open them. I just click forward, send to my brother and go, can you check all this, please? He'll just come back with, yep, fine. I'll go, thank you, and I'll sign.
I know, he's probably gonna get fed up with it, but it's like, well, it does say in our marriage that
was
we
gonna
do
say,
everything for each
yep.
other, so you need to do this for me,
Add into the
if you won't
vows.
mind,
Add into the vows. Read all of my emails. But yeah, no,
so
that sounds good.
yeah,
But do you have any questions
so.
for me at all?
So is it up to 14 days, between now and 14 days, have a look at it? So is it up to a 14-day thing for me to send us back?
So Preferably as soon as you can, just because there's a bit of a delay with redress at the moment, because we've got the same
Right.
applicant. So the quicker we can get it sent off, the quicker we can.
Right.
But you've
Oh,
got
we could chat this afternoon.
but you've got the 14-day cancellation, so you can
You're
cancel
right.
within the 14 days for any reason without charge.
Okay.
But you're, and so we can work on it while those 14 days still remain. So
Okay.
that's absolutely fine. But yeah, if you have any questions or anything at all for me, just give me a call or an email. I
Okay.
think our WhatsApp is currently, it's not working with me very well at the moment, so I won't be able to see any of those. But yeah, so what we'll do when I get when the signed contract's sent to you, obviously if you're happy to proceed, get it sent to redress, and then they'll send us an application number which can take between 2 and 3 weeks, and then we'll be back in
Okay.
touch then to let you know what's going on and keep you updated
What's
with
going
everything, okay?
on?
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's
Well,
fine.
thank you very much, and I'm sorry.
Don't apologize, I'm completely fine. But thank you for your time and thank you for trusting me as well. And yes, yeah, so I'll be in touch shortly, okay? But if you have any questions, just please call me, okay?
Great, thank you very much.
That's
Thank you.
very much. Thank you. Take care, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.